Okay, hello sisters. Let me quickly answer your question. Right, so I'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I'll read from verse 10. And I'll be giving insight as I read. So it says, "Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord. A wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband." It says, "And a husband is not to divorce his wife." So if you look at this scripture carefully, right, it says that a wife is not to depart from her husband. It says, and a man is not to divorce his wife. Okay, let me move forward. I'm going to read verse 12 and see if it will help you. "But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. It says, otherwise your children will be unclean, but now they are holy." So, but if you look at the first paragraph of this conversation, you would see the position of authority given to the man, right? A wife is not to depart from her husband. It says, but if she does depart, let her remain unmarried and be reconciled, or be reconciled to her husband. Now, if you read that scripture carefully, the scripture did not advise clearly if it were in the case of the man, if he should remain unmarried. Take note of that. It's a silent conversation, but it says here, a husband is not to divorce his wife. So, by standard, a man is not to divorce his wife. If you remember when the Pharisees were asking Jesus about this, that can a man divorce his wife, you know, on the basis of adultery? And Jesus said, well, that any form of divorce, whether from the man or from the woman, is not God's will. They said that Moses gave them the law. He said, yes, the Moses gave it to them because of the hardness of their heart. Because you see, to be objective, unwillingness to be managed, you know, right? You find that in some cases, a husband and a wife, if both parties are difficult, they may not be easy to manage, right? So Jesus said, because of the difficulty of your heart, unwillingness to submit yourself to the word of God and deal with each other based on God's word, those are the things that create opportunities for a woman to go outside or a man to go outside and all that. But if you listen carefully, you will see in this scripture that when the scripture says that if a woman leaves her husband, she is not permitted to remarry, or else she can be what, reconciled to her husband. In the next verse, it says, but a man is not to divorce his wife. He didn't advise you that if the man divorces his wife, you know, if he cannot marry or if he can marry. Now, I'll pause there and I will show you something else. I hope the Lord gives everyone understanding. Now, the scripture shows us in Genesis chapter 2, in the last verse, it says, let me read from verse 21. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in that place, in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, from it he made a woman, and he brought her to the man." right? So a man's wife is connected to him, like she is taken out of his wiring. Telling you a spiritual and technical implication now. Now it says, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones. Mind you that this scripture is a creation story, but it's also talking about the choice of a wife. But this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So a woman who a man will marry is somebody taken out of his loins, somebody wired for him, right? Now he says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. You know, in physical terms, a man goes to pay bride price and the woman leaves her family and follows the man. But in technical terms, the man disengages from family ties and stays and connects with his wife. And then he becomes a symbol of spiritual authority, and he becomes a covering for his wife. So on that seat of authority, he is not supposed to permit interference. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I will show you something. I think I read this one the other day when I was teaching us. It says in verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 11, now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. So men are not created to stay under human covering, because the covering they have, aside maybe spiritual covering in terms of a priest, but this is in terms of marriage. The marriage here is usually between two people, and then God is the third party who seals the deal, right? So in the case of a marriage, a man cannot be under covering because he is the one covering the woman. So a man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, head not hair, is dishonoring his head. So a man is not created to be in submission to the woman in terms of spiritual authority. In terms of relationship, you will see where Thessalonians says submit one to another. And if you read that scripture, you see it's talking about character. It's talking about treatment, how you treat each other, how you relate with one another. But in terms of spiritual covering, the man represents the symbol of spiritual covering over the woman, and Christ represents the symbol of spiritual covering over the man. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. So a woman should be under covering, for that is one and the same thing as if her head was shaved. It says, for if a woman is not covered, let her be shorn. So if she would not stay under submission, under spiritual covering, under a man, if she's single, under her priest and her father, let her as well shave herself, so let her experience shame. But if it is shameful for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered. Right? So for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of the man. For man is not from woman, but woman from man. It now says, nor was man created for woman, but woman was created for man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head. And this is where a lot of women who preach want to be married, but also the Bible provides solution even for single women. You have to be under the authority of a priest, okay, and then you have to have stay in honor to your parents. It says you must have a symbol of authority on your head because of the angels. Now nevertheless, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord. So you see here, it's talking about collaboration. You are not independent of each other. Nobody is expected to exalt himself higher than the other or treat the other as if the other is not existing, right? For as woman came from man, even so man also came from woman, but all things are from God. So a point here is spiritual authority, not exertion or control, not some of things we see that some people do or some men do to their wives in the name of submission. That's not what the scripture is saying now. But back to the subject, because not all men that misbehave know this, so but because a lot of men understand that when it comes to spiritual authority in a marriage, a man is the covering over his wife. A man was not made for the woman. The woman was made for the man. What that means is that the covenant binding a man and a woman in a marriage does not permit the woman to do certain things. A woman, it is like you stepping out of protection to go and do something outside. If you, God forbid, commit adultery, you have sinned against your marriage and against that man. You have sinned against your covering. You have sinned against the authority that covers you. You have sinned against your protection. When a man fails in that area, he has sinned against you, yes, but he has above you sinned against his own covering, which is God. And people tend to feel they can deal with their failures with God than they can deal with their failures one towards another, because humans do not understand. Men bear glory on their head. If a woman goes to commit adultery outside, she has sinned against the glory of that man. The Bible says that the woman is the glory of the man. The woman is the glory of the man. The woman is the glory of the man. The man is the glory of God. The woman is the glory of the man. So it is very sensitive. I don't know the right English to use now to help you understand that a woman cannot step outside the boundaries of her marriage. She has a more spiritually sensitive position in the marriage beyond what she can understand. So I know we live in modern times where women think that it's okay for them to anything their husband do, they too will do. You go outside, I go outside, you do this, I do my own, you know. It's not that simple. You do not, as a woman, step outside the boundaries of your marriage because your husband offended you. You can't do that. You are sinning against your protection. You are exposing your head. You're opening yourself up. Now, if a man falls short in that area, he's opening himself up, but the person that will deal with him is Christ. It's Christ. So you must be careful. There are very serious technical implications of a woman exposing herself to adultery in a marriage. And because men tend to understand that, they tend to take advantage and think that in their rights, maybe to they can misbehave and get away with it. I personally do not think, not even personally, the scripture does not say they can get away with it, but the implication within earth, you know, within the human timing for a woman is very sensitive. If in terms of the covering her husband provides her, in terms of the covering that the Holy Spirit provides her, by implication, right? So that's very technical. Look through the Bible. You will see men that married more than one wife. You cannot see a woman that married more than one husband. Why? Because of authority. Because of authority. Because of authority. Because of authority. In marriage, a woman can stay. You know, a woman a woman has a responsibility to deal with certain things, but there are things that a woman cannot do in a marriage that a man, even if he does, the way it can be technically interpreted in the realm of the spirit is not how it will be interpreted in regards to that man. That's just the easiest way I can explain it. When we come to our evening meeting, I'll try and give you certain more explanations. I'll use things like the covenant. I'll use things like the bloodline. I'll use things like the covenant that God shared with Abraham. And I'll try to use that to help you understand the implication of some things. So, e.g., Abraham needed a son. He couldn't have a son, right? You know that there is nothing that shows that Eve had to go and check if she could have a child and Abraham couldn't have. Naturally, women just take responsibility for delayed childbearing. And she gives her maid to her husband. Her husband slept with her maid and Ishmael was born. You can never see in the Bible where the man will give his wife to another man to bear a child for him, because the bloodline comes from the man. The bloodline comes from the man. If you try it, you have breached that covenant. You have, that child is no longer of that lineage. Another woman can come and bear a child for that man, and the child is of that lineage because the bloodline is from the man, because the man bears the bloodline. But a woman does not bear the bloodline. And so if you go and have a child from another man, from your husband, that child is not of that bloodline. That's why the Bible will call that child a bastard. Right? So I would give further explanations in the evening. God bless you all.